think Chinese cars aren't safe. These new crash tests say otherwise. The Cup Arrival gets 4 stars, while its recently tested Chinese competition earns 5. The Leapmotor B05, ANUT, and Geely E2 all earned 5 stars in the latest Euro NCAP testing round. Volkswagen's Cup Arrival only earned 4 stars, but the score rises to 5 if an optional safety pack is purchased. Euro NCAP gave the Leapmotor and AN lower safe driving scores because their touchscreen infotainment systems lack buttons. Westerners have historically been skeptical of the quality and safety of Chinese cars, and the concern isn't entirely unwarranted, either. Just look at videos from the 2000s of cars like the Chery Amulet or Geely CK. These compact sedans failed miserably at crash tests. This perception has been a big black eye for Chinese brands that want to sell in Europe. But recent crash tests show that things are very different now. Euro NCAP, the region's main vehicle testing organization, on Wednesday released the test results for 4 new small electric cars, including 3 Chinese ones. The Geely X2, Leapmotor B05, and ANUT all earned 5-star ratings. The Cup Arrival, the VW Group brand's take on the new Volkswagen ID. Polo got 4. The star rating can be adjusted up or down, depending on other features that don't necessarily have to do with the vehicle's crash structure or deformation performance. The results also include accident avoidance. The RAVL doesn't have some of the standard crash avoidance features that come on the other cars, like forward traffic alert or adaptive cruise control. Euro NCAP did say that if an optional package of safety features is installed, it performs admirably and raises the overall score to 5 stars. The X2, B05, and UT all have those functions as standard, and they perform admirably. The ANUT and Leapmotor B05's crash avoidance scores of 74% and 77%, respectively, beat the RAVL's 72%. The Geely E2 matches the Cupra's with the option package. It's hard not to be impressed by the quality, design, or value of Chinese cars, especially for the prices they're selling for. For example, the Geely E2 starts just under 20,000 euros, about $23,000, making it one of the cheapest new EVs on sale in Europe. These lower prices have caused some to wonder if these brands are cutting corners on safety or build quality. But the data shows otherwise. This doesn't mean that Chinese cars are perfect. Euro NCAP criticized both the B05 and UT for being too touchscreen heavy when it came to vehicle functions. This is reflected in the safe driving score, a part of the overall test that measures driver and occupant monitoring software, as well as the ease of use for vehicle functions on the move. The AN and Leapmotor scored only 66% in this category. The team liked that the Geely has a few more buttons for key functions in its infotainment interface than the others, boosting its safe driving score to 79%. At home, the Chinese government has made safety and quality a bigger priority after years of lightning-fast car releases from dozens of brands. Top government agencies are now scrutinizing potentially problematic car designs, like the electronic door handles that were the subject of a massive recall, more intensely. Plus, they are mandating factory audits to ensure these quickly developed cars aren't cutting corners on safety. Recommended for you. Geely is testing a solid-state battery with over 621 miles of range. It could end up in a Volvo. Ford wants to sell 100,000 Fathom electric pickups in year one. That's a huge goal. Video: I drove China's best-selling car. It's really good. Scout reveals 2 new Traveler SUV concepts as production nears. After driving over 25 Chinese cars, these are the 6 I would buy. The US is a curbside charging laggard. San Francisco wants to change that. This tiny new EV motor cuts weight and size for impressive efficiency,